The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, beautiful morning here on Mackinac Island. A couple of years ago at this conference, we talked with Jennifer Champion. She heads up the Digital Lakes Micro Internship Program she'll explain what that does, but it introduces young people to the possibilities of tech-related careers. That was a couple of years ago, Jennifer, and this has grown by leaps and bounds, hasn't it?
It has. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks for coming back. Explain what the program is.
So the program really is geared to, it's part of our overall mission, which is highlighting Michigan as a technology hub, you know, part of that whole economic initiative. And this program, what it does is it takes students who are graduating high school, college freshmen, and college sophomores, so a little bit earlier in their academic career, and the purpose is to introduce them to a wide variety of technology-related careers across all industries. And when I say technology-related careers, I don't necessarily mean just your typical IT or cybersecurity. It can be data analysis. It could be digital marketing. It could be a wide gamut of technology-related careers.
Careers that a lot of us aren't aware of, and nor are they. And so, like, no kid says, I want to grow up to be a data analyst, but then they find out what that means, and it might really excite them.
Exactly. I always tell the story. One of our big supporters is the Health Alliance Plan, you know, HAP.
Mm-hmm.
And no kid says, and they will attest to this as well, no kid at 18, 19 years of age says, oh, I want to go work in health insurance. But if they get in there and they realize some of the cool projects that they can do, it's really kind of exciting.
Well, I think by 18 or 19, you know, once they're in high school, maybe early college, they know what their skill set is, right? They know what they like to do. They know what they have an aptitude for. And you can help guide them toward those career paths, right?
100%. And at the same time, we're giving companies the opportunity to have access to students who might not otherwise consider them.
Yeah. I mentioned that this was something it just introduced a couple of years ago. Tell us about how it's grown since then.
Yeah, thanks. We're very excited. So the first year we launched, when we first spoke with you, we launched with 23 students, and 7 companies. And that was all right here in Southeast Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here we are, a couple years later. We had over 200 student applicants this year. We were able to accept 84 and place them in rotating between 15 companies. So the students go to 3 different companies throughout the summer, but we have 15 companies participating.
It's great for the students. Obviously, it's great for the companies. And it's got to be great for Michigan to keep these students here instead of moving out of Michigan, as so many are wont to do.
Absolutely, and that's also part of the premise, is we want to show these kids all that's happening right here in Michigan. They don't need to go to the coast or Texas or wherever the heck they're thinking this day. You know, we have it all right here, and let's highlight that and let's showcase that. In fact, we actually have kids coming from 9 different states this year.
Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to grow our population, isn't it?
It's absolutely. You know, some of them, I will be honest, you know, a lot of these kids are from Michigan and they go away to school.
Yeah.
But if they come back for a job, they're more likely to come back permanently than to stay wherever.
How are you connecting with these students and how are you connecting them with companies? How does this all work?
Good question. So the students, it's happening sort of organically, as well as we've got some great relationships with universities across the state, and then also the high schools across the state.
Yeah.
But it's really happening very organically.
Yeah, that's exciting.
For example, we had students who participated last year, and then this year both they and their siblings, their younger siblings, are back because they've told their siblings and said, oh, my gosh, you have to participate in this. Or General Dynamics Land Systems is one of our companies. They have some of their executives are now sending their kids through it because they're like, wow, we saw what this is doing. We want to make sure our kids come through.
Jennifer, what kind of feedback are you getting from those students that have been participating in this?
They love it. They love it. They're meeting each other. They're learning about companies that they didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember, we also do field trips.
I remember talking about that because I remember that you you talked about some of the things that you'd like to do even just in the greater Port Huron area. Bring them over.
Exactly. We'd love to do that. We'd love to have them showcase to them all the different things happening around the state, you know. bring them to Port Huron Verde. Let them see all that's going on.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I was talking about this earlier this morning. You know, we talk about the Pure Michigan campaign all the time. That's how we really differentiate ourselves, isn't it? And let the greater world know why you might want to live in Michigan.
Exactly. Well, and that is, so the program's expanding each year. We'd love to have some of the companies in Port Huron. It doesn't matter how small or how big. You know, we've got a company that's a family startup that's participating this year. They're only taking two each session.
Okay.
We can absolutely do that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I hope that we can do that.
What's your vision for the future of this program, the Digital Lakes Micro Internship? What's obviously, it's grown a lot in 2 years. What's the future hold?
Yes, so we are very fortunate the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is now supporting us as well. So that's helping. So our vision, both ours as an organization and theirs together, is to grow it across the state so that we are in Port Huron. We are in Traverse City. We're across, truly across the state in every way.
Yeah.
My personal dream is that I want to be able to place every student that applies.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. What does the internship program look like? If a student does say, okay, I definitely want to get involved, what do they do?
That's a great question. So so if they're in high school, they do two rotations, and if they're in college, they do three. Mm. And what those rotations look like is they go to these different companies, and every company provides sort of a unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
So at one company, they may be working in testing parts. I mentioned General Dynamics earlier. They actually got to sit in tanks and work on things like that. At Magna, I know they were testing auto parts and being part of that process, right? At another company, they are doing research for them. Another, they're part of the social media digital marketing arm. It's all different. There's so many different things. They could be part of cybersecurity. They could be, it's really limitless.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, these companies are all doing a great job of not just showing them all the different careers that exist there, but really introducing them to a variety of professionals within the companies so that they can talk to them and learn from them as well.
Well, if an intern does a great job, as we all know, that is a foot in the door where you might actually just work yourself into permanent employment, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that happens. You know, our first year, Magna hired some of these students to come back and be student ambassadors on their campuses for them. We have, you know, AM General, which is a defense industry company, they hired some of the students at the end of the summer to be basically like co-ops while they were back at school working on projects. It's absolutely a feeder to permanent employment. And
I love, Jennifer, like you were saying, you know, not only is it an internship, but it's an internship that really shows these students the possibility of what a life in Michigan can look like. Yeah, you'll go to work here, but you can also go kayaking. You can also walk trails. There's so much to do here.
Absolutely. There's so much to do. All the different, I mean, and it's kind of sad, but it's just a truth that we have to, you know, conquer. You know, you can have a student that grows up here and doesn't know what's happening in Grand Rapids or Port Huron.
Oh, yeah.
And let's introduce them. Let's show them, oh my gosh, it is so great. This lake over here, it's got all of these opportunities. There's rivers, there's lakes, there's hiking, there's skiing. There's so many things to do here.
There's a world outside my phone. Who knew?
What do you know?
Exactly. We'll bring those kids over to Port Huron. We'll get them jobs. We'll take them out boating. We'll have fun.
Well, I would love that. And I would say to all of your listeners, if anybody is interested in getting engaged in this program, we would welcome their companies to be engaged. I mean, really, it's a great opportunity for them to get exposure.
The Digital Lakes Micro Internship Program. Jennifer, how do people connect with the program?
Well, they can go to our website, you know, digital-lakes.org. Mm-hmm. They can reach out to me. Personally, I'm Jennifer at digital-lakes.org. You know, it's really hard. And I'm happy to get them set up. I would embrace it.
I love the name Digital Lakes because it really identifies what the program is. Yeah, it's digital, okay, it's tech jobs, but the lakes part, it's like two opposite things, but they just go together.
Exactly.
They?
And it's all bringing it all together, right, for our youth and
really
for
cool.
our state.
Keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to the next update.
Thanks so much, Paul. I love being here, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer Champion, Digital Lakes Micro Internship Program. Let's check weather real quick here on WPHM.